He was leaning against the cottonwood tree and looking up between the branches and drawing Old Mother. That was the moment when Mordred Deschaine came closest to despair. Like Roland, he thought drawing was the one thing that would likely keep the idiot boy awake. Therefore, why not give in to the change while he had the heat of this latest fever spike to fuel him with its destructive energy? Why not take his chance? It was Roland he wanted, after all, not the boy. Surely he could, in his spider form, sweep down on the gunslinger rapidly enough to grab him and pull him against the spider's craving mouth. Old White Daddy might get off one shot, possibly even two, but Mordred thought he could take one or two if the flying bits of lead didn't find the white node on the spider's back, his dual body's brain. And once I pull him in, I'll never let him go until he's sucked dry, nothing but a dust mummy, like the other one, Mia. He relaxed, ready to let the change sweep over him, and then another voice spoke from the center of his mind. It was the voice of his Red Daddy, the one who was imprisoned on the side of the Dark Tower and needed Mordred alive at least one more day in order to set him free. "Wait a little longer," this voice counseled. "Wait a little more. I might have another trick up my sleeve. Wait, wait, just a little longer." Mordred waited, and after a moment or two, he felt the pulse from the Dark Tower change. 8. Patrick felt that change, too. The pulse became soothing, and there were words in it, ones that blunted his eagerness to draw. He made another line, paused, then put his pencil aside, and only looked up at Old Mother, who seemed to pulse in time with the words he heard in his head, words Roland would have recognized. Only these were sung in an old man's voice, quavering but sweet.